Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. It's Monday, May 9th, 2016, and it's the only Monday, May 9th, 2016 that you will ever have. So thank you for joining me because we're going to celebrate Mothers today and find out how we can live this day with more joy, purpose, and intention and make a difference in our kids' lives. We're going to celebrate mothers and talk about what it means to be a mom. You know, yesterday was Mother's Day, of course. It was Mother's Day weekend, and I hope you all had an amazing weekend. You have joined me. My name is Erica Black, and you've tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I'm a certified holistic life coach and the owner of my practice, which is called Pull It Together, where I help people move forward. Like I said, I hope you've had a great weekend. I have had a tremendous weekend. It's just been amazing. Saturday, I had the honor of speaking at and also being the mistress of ceremonies at a great women's event here in Tampa Bay, Florida, where I live the life of my dreams, in Seminole, actually. It was called All About Women, Energizing a New You. And it was wonderful. Wellness consultant and author, speaker, author of, you know, one of my favorite books, How I Survived the Killing Fields, right? Sarah M. And then also life stylist Gail Parker, who they were both on the show a couple of weeks ago. They coordinated this event. They were the event coordinators. And we had an amazing time. We had some vendors getting some wellness. I guess there was cardiovascular screening and a chiropractic spine screening, as well as a vein screening. We had some, you know, one of the vendors had some beautiful clothes and accessories. Another vendor had some gorgeous jewelry. So that was all fun to peruse. We had a massage therapist giving massages, free massages in the chair on site. So all of that was going on. And then amazing speaker after amazing speaker. And like I said, I was honored to be amongst those wonderful women. I learned a lot. I was blessed and inspired. We were we actually had the event at a church called Connect Christ Church, and Pastor Mary, actually a woman pastor, she couldn't have been more welcoming, more amazing. When, you know, if you're in Seminole and you're looking for a church home, you know, you should probably go and kind of, you know, at least check it out. It's called Connect to Christ. But it was just a great, great day. And then when that was all over, my dear boyfriend and I went out to Tampa Downs. He brought my big, big hat. And we watched the Derby out there and enjoyed the festivities and all the scenery of all the beautiful hats, right? And then church yesterday was great. I got to work with the youth group for the very first time. So, you know, my kids are actually, I live 900 or so miles away from my children. And, you know, because they're grown, you know, my son and his wife and then, you know, my two little grandchildren, where, you know, they're grown, but they're far away. So we talked for sure and connected there, but, you know, and then on Facebook and things like that. But, you know, so I have the empty nest, right? So, you know, I had a great time working with the middle school kids yesterday morning, and then off to the beach I went because that's like my favorite thing to do. So my boyfriend took me to the beach, and we just had a really, really nice, relaxing day, just kind of hanging out in the sun. It was a gorgeous day. So I thought, really honestly, I was thinking, I thought, well, all the moms are in restaurants, right? So we're not going to go to a restaurant. Let's go to the beach. But apparently, all the moms in Florida go to the beach. So just so you know, note to self, the beach is very busy on Mother's Day. But I think, you know, moms everywhere and kids want to celebrate moms. And so we're going to celebrate that today, kind of piggybacking on that whole Mother's Day weekend theme. We're going to extend it extend the celebration, moms, one more day. We're going to talk about what it means to be a mother. You know, I know last year on the day after Mother's Day, well, we talked about moms, and I had a couple of people call in, and one of them was my dad, and he was talking about his wonderful mother, who was my grandmother. And, you know, mothers make a real big impact in our lives, right? Either for good or bad, you know. You know, some moms just don't have the tools, right? And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, if you're a mom, happy Mother's Day, a day late, I'm still celebrating you. It's a hard job. And, you know, there's no instruction manual. And every kid is different. And, you know, it brings their own challenges to the table. I think that being a mom, in my experience, has without a doubt been the hardest thing, but the greatest thing that I've ever done. And the fact that my son is such an amazing man now, thank God for that, because I was pretty young and I didn't really have the tools when he was born. You know, didn't even know how to begin, right? So I prayed a lot. That's what I can tell you. I really honestly prayed. So anyway, it's a tough job. So, you know, I hope that you had a good celebration if you are a mom or if you're a kid, because, you know, everybody's a kid and has a mom, right? So I hope that you had a great day yesterday. But what does it mean to be a mom? Well, we're there with them, right? We take care of their physical, you know, babies are born and they have a lot of physical needs. They're totally dependent on you, right, for everything, you know, to change their diapers, to feed them. In the case of my littlest grandson, right, who's just 2 months old, you know, he's got that heart condition, right? If you listen to my show, then you know, and it's something that they can control on medication until he gets old enough that, you know, unless he grows out of it, that he can have an operation. Of course, we're praying, you know, that he doesn't have to have the operation, but the operation is the cauterization, so it doesn't seem to be that big of a deal. It's not like open heart that, which we're very grateful for. But he's dependent on his parents, you know, my dear daughter-in-law and my son, to give him his medicine, too. So he has to take medicine on a regular basis to manage his condition. But, you know, they can't walk anywhere, so they need you to pick them up and carry them wherever that they're going to go, completely and totally dependent. And as they grow, they also have emotional needs, right? They need to be held. They need to be cuddled. They need to feel secure and safe. You know, that's a lot of the holding, that's a lot of the cuddling, the nurturing, you know, so that they know that they're safe and there's adults that are going to take care of them, you know. So, and as they grow, then they need to learn from you about what it means to be a person in the world. You know, I've quoted a couple of times on this radio show that children learn what they live poem that's so powerful. I'm not going to do that today, but you can certainly Google it, children learn what they live, and it's true. You know, we've talked about it before. No child's born into the world hating a child of a different color or a child of a different religion. You know, when we come into the world, we don't have any of those prejudices. We will learn them if that's what's modeled to us. So not only instruction, because we do give our kids instruction for sure, you know, we tell them how to be safe, right? We tell them, you know, how to do certain things, how to tie their shoes, how to cut their meat, how to, you know, get dressed, and, you know, we teach them hygiene and all. But we also, they watch us very closely, and because they watch us, you know, then they kind of take their cues from us as mothers on how to behave in the world. You know, I remember when my son was little, and, you know, this is kind of a little bit of controversy because everybody has a little different opinion on discipline. But here's this is my experiences and this is what I believe based upon what I experienced with my son. So he, you know, when he would do things that he pretty much understood when he was about 2 or whatever. That's my grandson's age. He's getting ready here in a couple of weeks to turn 3. Amazing. My first grandson. But, you know, when he was around, you know, Owen, my grandson's age, you know, everyone said, oh, you need to smack his hand. You need to smack his hand when he does something that he's not supposed to do. And so I didn't want to. It didn't feel right to me. But I did because, you know, who am I? I'm just this young chick. I don't know how to be a mom, you know. So I'm taking the advice of other people. And I started, you know, slapping his hand. No, don't do that, you know. And so, you know, and what happened at that point is when I did something that he didn't like, he slapped me. Because that's what I think that's what I was teaching him with that slapping his hand. I was teaching him that if someone does something that you don't like, you tell them no and you slap them. So I didn't really feel like that really worked for me. Learned, you know, we had him then diagnosed with ADD, and, you know, we learned a whole, you know, time out model that really, really worked. Because in the end, the worst thing in the world for him, especially being ADD, was to have to sit still. You know, that was worse than really just getting slapped or spanked or whatever, because, you know, he always wanted to be on the go. So, you know, it worked really well, and, you know, we had to be really firm, and that's another thing, you know, discipline. You don't always feel like following through with the consequences that you threaten. Super important. Don't just let it be a threat. Let the consequences actually happen. Because, see, here's what happens. People that are adults, people that didn't have the follow-through from their parents, they won't really believe that they're going to have consequences or kind of feel invincible or that they can get around stuff. And there are things that you can get around, but really our actions have consequences. It's the natural law. It's the way the world works, you know? And it applies to everybody, you know? I mean, some people can get by with some bad behavior without experiencing the consequences of other people, you know, but eventually things catch up to you, and they will. And then those are really hard lessons to learn. So if you can learn to experience the consequences of your actions when you're a kid and know that rules are set, and that when you break them, things happen, then I think that you're ahead of the game, right? So we're the example, you know, how we live. And so that's what I always say to parents. You know, when you mess up, because you definitely will. I mean, if you're a perfect parent, I don't need to call in right now because I want to hear from you. But also, honestly, if you have a mothering story or a story about your mom, or if you want to share anything, please do call in. Call in number, and I am looking at the switchboard, so I'll put you on the air. The guest call in number is 646-668-2473. Now, this is the studio number. This is not how to reach me on a regular basis, but the studio number again is 646-668-2473. And if you're, you know, logged in on your computer there, or even on your smartphone, you should see that the guest call-in number right there. But how to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me. I do actually, I'm, you know, like I said, a certified holistic life coach, and I have a 6-month program called Thrive, all about getting you past all the things that have been holding you back to can really have the life that you were born for. I think that every soul, and this is so important, mothers, pay attention, your kids, well, you, of course, and your children were born with gifts. Each child that's born into this world has a gift. And, you know, it's so important for us to nurture that. So I think, you know, even my program for mothers, because it's not only great for you to discover your gift, to get past the things that are holding you back, but these are tools that you can give to your kids, empowering, proven tools that can really get you into loving your life, you know, not just dragging yourself around it or in it. Oh, I have to go do this, I have to go do that, I have to do this and that and this and that, I have to go to work, I have to do this. And then, wow, I can't wait till Friday, everybody goes, today, like on Mondays, I can't wait till Friday, right? I don't want to go to work, work is hard, work is work. You know, instead, you know, how about if you got up in the morning, you couldn't wait to get out of bed, to like go live your life? That's the kind of enthusiasm for your purpose, for your life that I'm talking about. You know, who doesn't want that? You know, let's know that we can make a difference today. We have an amazing, as mothers, we have an amazing job and an amazing chance to change the world. You know, you're the biggest influence. You know, if you're a parent, you're the greatest influence that your child will ever have. You know, you have an amazing opportunity. So anyway, I think I got off track, sorry, but I'm just going to tell you how to get a hold of me real quick, and then also tell you I've got my six-month program in an online course also that's a really excellent value compared to the one-on-one coaching. It will give you the same tools, and you'll also be able to ask me questions in Q&A sections in the course. And I give office hours and a group conference call twice per month also. So you do have my support also. It's great value. So you may want to consider that too. You can check that out at yescourse.com/store/thrive. And email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com and just request that information. That's youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. Also, you can call me directly, 513-646-0767. But what I was saying is how we're a model, right? And when we do make mistakes, because we will, or sore, it's guarantee. Yeah, I think I wanted the perfect parents to call me. Nobody's called so far. When you make a mistake, that opportunity for you, you can teach your kids how to apologize, how to own up to mistakes without beating yourself up over it, making yourself so wrong, but to apologize and make amends. You know, say sorry. Because, you know, a lot of times I see parents that feel that they have to put up this strong character, like I'm the authority, I know everything because I'm your parent, you know. And so when they make a mistake, they don't know what to do because they can't let their kids see the chink in the armor. But I'm telling you, that is a disabling stance as a parent. You've got to be real because your kids are looking to you. Be the model. They're learning from you about how to live in the world. And you want them to own up to their mistakes. And you want them to be able to apologize and to make amends when they make a mistake. But you don't want them to wallow in being wrong either. Apologize, make amends, and let it go. You know, I had a conversation with someone recently that I've known pretty much my whole life, and they were talking about things that happened, you know, way in the past, like when I was even a little kid. They can't let things go. And, you know, personally, I just don't participate in conversations like that. I say the past is the past. I think we should change direction in this conversation, you know. I love this person a lot, you know, the length of time that we've been in a relationship is important and valuable, but I do not want to go back to the past. There is just no point in it. You know, learn from the past and move on, right? All right. So we are the example. So how do you make a difference in your kids' lives? Well, like we were saying, be the example and be a real person. And let them know that you're imperfect. And when you make a mistake, say sorry. Make amends to them. You know, I think one thing that I did know when I became a mom, I did know that, you know, because of the lack of the tools of my parents, which, you know, I mean, I honor my parents, I sure do. But one of the things that they, that I didn't get was the ability to tell my feelings, right? Or be safe to say my feelings, right? So, I mean, okay, you know, I mean, don't blame my parents, really. But I shut down, you know. I shut my, you know, my feelings down. So, and I didn't know how to deal with my feelings. And so because of that, I ended up with an eating disorder because oftentimes when you feel like you have to keep things inside, you know, you'll shove food into your mouth in order not to have those words come out because you just don't know how to handle it. You know, food or, you know, really whatever it is, whatever kind of thing, maybe, you know, they're an overachiever or they turn to drugs and alcohol, you know, whatever, because they don't know how to operate in the world. Anyhow, what I knew for sure when I had that kid, I'm like, he's going to learn how to handle his emotions and deal with them in a healthy way. So I prayed a lot about that. And, you know, the funny thing is when he would have a stinky attitude, because he never did, he's sweet. I mean, a sweet boy. When he would get in a stinky mood, you know, it was always because he didn't feel good about something. Something was going on. Something was wrong on his inside. So, you know, I would try and get to that. And I'd set good boundaries for him, you know, and consequences of a stinky attitude and stuff. But, you know, in the end, he'd end up telling me, you know, that he felt bad about himself because of this or that, you know. You know, we need to keep that kind of communication. And we're still the authority, but we need to let our kids know that they can tell us anything, that we are there, we're their safe place, we're their reference library for information, you know. We will, if we don't know something, we'll say we don't know, but we'll work together to find an answer. You know, someone said to me, well, your relationship with your son is a lot different than mine with my parents. You know, they said, you know, you guys are friends. And I'm like, yeah, I hung out with him, you know, but I was still the mom when I had to give those boundaries, you know, and I didn't relent. That's one thing I knew. I mean, I did know that. I don't know how. I think that was all that those prayers. You know, but I held the boundaries because I knew that was, if you let it go, they'll always expect that you're going to let it go, right? So I think, you know, we show them we're a real person. We give them the best information we can. And then we encourage them when they're old enough to draw their own conclusions from everything that you've taught them. Because for sure, by the time that they reach high school, you know, your influence is pretty much done. You know, you still have influence, and you can still speak into your kids' lives for sure. But they pretty much have their own mind made up about stuff. And you should encourage them to do so. Because they shouldn't just believe what you believe because it's what you believe. You know, they should think it through and draw their own conclusions about things. Really important. It's part of being a real person, you know, being a real person instead of a wooden person or a clone or someone that just follows along with the crowd, right? You don't want them to be people that are going to go along with whatever influence is going on. You want them to critically think about stuff for themselves, right? So I want to talk also about, you know, what if you have an empty nest? I have friends that are coming into having an empty nest. In fact, you know, I got to pray for some people at church family yesterday where the kids were getting ready to take off. And, oh, you know, it's a hard transition because your main job in life has been being a mom or being a parent, right? If their dad's listening, it's a tough transition, but I've been through it, you know. And your value goes beyond being a mom. But, you know, I mean, I still wear my mom hat real proud. But, you know, I've been able to focus in on, you know, for instance, my practice here, helping other people, you know, reaching out in the world with my gifts. You know, I don't think that there's any more important job in the world than being a parent. But when your kids are pretty much baked and they're out on their own, it gives you, a frees up a lot more of your time and energy and love, and you can put that out there in the world. So if you're struggling with the empty nest, please give me a call. Don't suffer in silence. I've been there. I've helped forge the path, as many have before me. You know, I can help you there. And so anyway, once again, my phone number is 513-646-0767. Get a hold of me there or email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. And what if your mom's difficult, right? What if you're a kid and you go, man, I don't even like Mother's Day. I don't like buying Mother's Day cards because my mom is difficult and she really has done me some wrong. She's done me some damage, right? Well, you know, one of the commandments, one of the Ten Commandments is honor your father and mother, right? Sometimes that's really hard. And I think depending upon the situation, sometimes you have to honor them in small doses or at a distance. And that's okay, because in the end, you know, you can recognize and honor the fact that they were the people that brought you into the world. And you can also really to understand that they're human and they only have the tools that they have. And I'm pretty sure they did the best that they could with the tools that they had. So instead of being angry at them, think about having compassion on them. Now, if they're still injurious to you, like I said, small doses or from a distance, right? But just, you know, you can kind of change your perspective a little bit that way. And I think that that's what it means. You know, so what if your kids are difficult? You know, that's hard. That's really, really hard. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, like I said, none of us are perfect parents. You know, I mean, I'm blessed and grateful that my son, you know, he's not perfect, right, either. But he's great. And he's one of my heroes, actually. But, you know, he's not perfect, but he's good. But what if he wasn't? You know, I just want to give a shout out to all the parents who have lost their children because of drugs. I had someone very close to me who lost their son. He lost his battle with heroin just a couple of weeks ago. Game. Those parents, what they're going through, no parent should have to endure that. And I would have to say, you know, give yourself some grace and know you did the best with the tools that you had. You really loved them and you loved them well and you tried really hard. It was their choice. You know, so I'm going to honor all the parents, all the moms that don't have their kids here on the planet anymore. And lastly, we're about out of time, but hang in there if you're a mom and, you know, and it's mundane and it's all these activities and stuff you're doing. You're living your purpose. I mean, what's more purposeful than raising a child? I can't think of anything. It's the hardest thing, but the greatest thing that you'll ever do. I honor you. I support you today. Give me a call for a free coaching call. Please give me a call. We'll schedule that. And also I'll tell you more about my online course in the 6-month program. 513-646-0767. I love you guys. I will see you next week on Pull It Together with Erica Black. Goodbye, everyone.